Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. And with me, as always... Well, crap, I screwed that up. Can we start again? Yeah. I forgot to say my name. Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my... We're in a musical friend, Frank. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm doing really fine. How are you, Timothy, on this night?
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you. I practiced.
I wasn't prepared. You said you were fine. Does that mean you're like... not actually fine.
No, I mean, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a lovely lady. All about. Anyway, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Saranac Black Forest black beer.
Oh, yeah? What color is it?
Blue. Make it pink.
Make it pink. Make it blue.
Make it blue. What about yourself? What you drinking?
I am drinking Saranac Cold Brew Coffee Lager.
Mm.
It's giving me the jitterbug. Dun, 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 the jitterbug. Dun, 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 dun.
Nice.
Yeah, real. Yeah. All right. So, actually, it is really good. It doesn't exactly have like the coffee taste,
which
I like about it, because I don't really like coffee beer. There's two things that I like just don't
like
go
coffee
together.
Stouts and things
like that. Yeah, I don't really care for them. But this one I really like, probably because it's the lager and not the stout. The stout is a little too much.
You don't usually see coffee paired with lager. It's usually a coffee stout.
Yeah, but this I like.
Or coffee porter. Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
This is good.
Yeah. So, Frank, recently I have been told that you saw La La Land.
I did. I have been told you have seen it as well.
I have seen it as well. What did you think about it?
I thought it was delightful.
I liked it as well. I spoilers from here on out for La La Land. I was a little bummed by the ending. It was a little melancholy.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't, maybe they definitely were not right for each other by the end of the film, but it's still like... you just want them to be, because that's the type of movie that it is.
Right.
You know, or it's originally what it presents to you, and then it cleverly like shifts its focus somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
It's one of those bittersweet endings that I don't mind.
Sure.
Like, I just don't, people are like, but it should be a happy ending. I'm like, but it's such a fitting ending. It's beautiful in its own way. Kind of like, did you ever watch The Wonder Years?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever see the last episode of The Wonder Years?
Probably.
At the very end, like, Kevin in the narration says how he never ended up with Winnie and how his dad passed away. And he's like, oh, and like, I never ended up with Winnie, but like, you know, we were always best friends. And like, she was there waiting for me at the airport when I came home with my wife and my first son.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, but he was supposed to be with Winnie. And I'm like, well, okay, but it's like a beautiful ending still. It's like life goes on, but your friendship still lasts. Like, isn't that
life goes on?
But like, it's like, isn't that kind of beautiful in its own way? And like, no, he should be with Winnie.
Yeah.
And I feel like the same thing is going on with Atlanta.
Yeah.
People are like, but they should be together. And I'm like, but it's so beautiful in its own way. They both achieved their dreams.
Exactly. And he is still slightly even disappointed in himself and his dream. And maybe that's what it is. But he wasn't good for her. Like, he's kind of a
jerk.
That's the word. That's good. Because you were going to have to bleep me out with R2-D2. Yeah. do you want to say it anyway?
No.
No,
thank you.
More work for you.
No, I'm good.
So I'm fine with it. But what was your favorite song in La La Land?
City of Stars. That and the opening
are
number.
You shining just for me.
Yeah, City of Stars and the opening number. The opening number was like pure Hollywood.
That cannot come true.
How do you know all the words?
Oh, I've listened to the soundtrack a lot. Yeah. I also learned how to play some of them on the
piano. Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was so I've always been just so jealous of people who can play piano. And that movie was, I was really like, I want to play.
Yeah. Why is having a point like that? I'm just saying, Yeah. I could do some of that.
The movie overall.
I've been jealous of guitar players. So,
okay,
you know,
fair
it's,
enough,
yeah.
Fair
yeah.
It's just such a nice throwback to like, old Hollywood, like Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, Judy Garland.
That's what I liked about it. It's a great throwback, but it shifts it into a different focus, so it doesn't just feel like, and they love each other forever, the end, you know,
right.
And that's what I ultimately really liked about it, but actually really liked their, what's the name of the song? For a lovely night, their tap dance number,
yeah,
on the hill.
Oh,
is so good. You know, your polyester suit, it's wool. You know, I really,
that was very like, yeah.
It's like, just like those like dance numbers just make me so happy.
I was smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
Like those, whenever those numbers came up,
that,
I was
that opening
smiling.
Song was great too.
Yeah.
The only thing that I thought could have actually been better. This is a little, just a slight critique. I could really tell that they were lip syncing for the first few songs of the film.
Yeah, but you can in like
in a lot of films,
all musicals.
Not all of them, actually. Sometimes I forget. Like I honestly forget in some of them.
Okay.
And like I forgot as the film went on, but for the first two songs, it was just the first two. So the one on the bridge and then the song with her friends. Like I was like, ooh, they are lip syncing. Yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
I don't know.
I'm used to it,
but yeah, it's like
it's part of the deal. I watched so many musicals, like you know, old Hollywood musicals as a kid.
Sure,
that it just doesn't faze me anymore.
Singing in the rain.
That classic, Singing in the Rain, is you know,
singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling!
I'm happy again.
Hey, brother.
Oh gosh.
What do you have? Like, what do you? I know you have them. So, if you had to be like, these are my favorite musicals.
So, for sure, Singing in the Rain is going to be on that list.
Yeah. Is it Singing in the Rain in its entirety, or is it just the song Singing in the Rain?
No, the movie. I love the movie.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like
that number is the most famous.
Like,
number
I love the song Singing in the Rain, but the movie itself I like a lot, but it's not, I wouldn't consider it one of my favorite musicals.
I think that, I mean, it's like the quintessential Hollywood musical. You know, it's like the quintessential movie musical.
Yeah.
It's got, you know, all the great, it's got the tap dancing stuff. It's got all the big productions. It's a movie about making movies.
Yep.
Which, like,
you love the metafiction.
Right, which like you know, a lot of the best really tend to cover anything or cover on show business at least.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the big ones tend to. Another one that I really love is Yankee Doodle Dandy. That's probably my favorite of all time.
Yankee Doodle Dandy?
I love Yankee Doodle Dandy.
In a million years would not have guessed that because I've never seen it, honestly.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
For many years, it was my favorite movie.
Is it because it's
ever.
Got the word Yankee in the title?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Not your sure. eyes, your mouth says one thing, but your eyes say something different.
No, it's it has been a favorite of mine for years. I own like the soundtrack on vinyl. I own like I've owned it on every format imaginable from you know, over the years. I grew up watching it. Yeah, it's a really fun. It's a biopic of of George M. Cohan, who's the guy who wrote like well, the song Yankee Doodle Dandy, but then also like Grand Old Flag.
First time I ever heard Grand Old Flag was on Barney. Fun fact.
Oh, I probably did too, honestly. Yeah.
You're a grand old flag.
But yeah, like he wrote Grand Old Flag, and he wrote a bunch of early Broadway musicals.
Sure.
And so he's like a very, very big theater and figure in theater. And so it's just his life story, but it's such a fun movie with such great music and such great big numbers and everything. So that's a huge favorite of mine. But what are some of yours?
Oh my goodness. I love music. I go a little newer than George Cohan, but then Yankee Doodle Dandy, but not that much. I was just thinking I love Roger and Hammerstein's Cinderella. I love
You that. Always have been a big fan of that one.
Yeah, not all Roger and Hammerstein's, mind you.
Sure.
I don't care if she ever washes that man out of her hair. I just don't care.
Yeah, I don't care for South Pacific much either. Who does, really?
No one. No one does. Shane. But
don't hey, no throwing Shane in this podcast.
Yeah, no. No Shane here. No shame on this podcast.
Shane on you for saying that.
Yeah. Thank you. But anyway, Cinderella. I have we used to watch the Leslie Ann Warren version when I was a kid.
Okay.
But my dad used to play Stepsister's Lament on the piano a lot. Just like, I think he used to do it to like warm up and to practice, because it's kind of it's a slightly complicated song. And so I think he would just do it just for it to, you know, keep his fingers limber.
Sure, sure.
Or whatever. But we would like request it after a while. And it was like, oh no, not this one again. I love all those songs, like 10 Minutes Ago, like all of them. I also really like the Disney Channel original movie, the TV one, the Brandy one.
Brandy,
I should never forget. Some comedian makes a joke about Whoopi Goldberg and Victor Garber making an Asian child. Like, yeah. It's so good. The queen and the king just it's funny, they don't sing a song either. It's so funny to get Whoopi Goldberg and Victor Garber.
And Victor Garber especially, and, I feel and not have,
but they don't have a song.
That's right. He was in their version of Annie a few years
Jason Alexander,
later.
The prince is giving a ball.
That's right, Jason Alexander.
So good.
You know, I was just thinking
Bernadette Peters is the evil stepmother.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah. See?
I fell in love when the moon was full. It's so good. It's on YouTube. Watch it.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Or parts of it are on YouTube.
I remember when it came out years ago.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jason Alexander, have you ever seen Bye Bye Birdie?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
So the movie has like Dick Van Dyke and like Janet Leigh and...
kids, they're always telling you.
What's the matter with kids today?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Ed Sullivan.
Bye Bye Birdie was Dick Van Dyke's first. It was like his first.
Really?
Like, I want to say.
Is it before Mary Poppins?
Yeah, it was before Mary Poppins, because I remember.
Oh, wow.
So he like auditioned on a whim or something like that.
But he already had a TV show at this point. He must have.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. So, but I remember him saying, like, I can't. The story goes like, he got there and he's like, I can't dance. And the director was like, we'll teach you. And that was the birth of Dick Van Dyke as the song and dance man. You know, it's the same with Mary Poppins and him, where he's like, I can't do a British accent. And they were like, doesn't matter.
We'll teach you.
They didn't. But that's for years. That's how we all thought.
That's true.
British people spoke.
That's true.
Yeah. Formally then, over here.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
It's so good.
It's so offensive.
Chim-a-night, chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim. I do love Mary Poppins, too.
Constable, responsible.
Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary.
Yeah.
Mary makes your heart so light. You're not singing enough on this musical podcast, Frank.
Yeah, I will in
come
a second.
On. Yeah.
The reason I brought up Bye Birdie was because Jason Alexander in the revival cast on Broadway was the Dick Van Dyke role.
Oh.
And Rosie was Vanessa Williams.
No, I didn't know that.
Can you picture gorgeous, statuesque Vanessa Williams and little putsy George Costanza?
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, Mary Poppins is a fantastic, fantastic example. And that's one of those that started as movie and went to the stage.
Yes, that's right. The stage around. Is...
For many of these others, all, started as Broadway and then went
into the
Hollywood.
Movie,
this went the other way around.
The stage production of Mary Poppins is also spectacular.
You've seen it several times now.
Several times. I actually just saw it a couple of weeks ago, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very recently. Yeah. I've worked on it. I've worked on it. I've seen it on Broadway. I've seen it off. It's so good.
Yeah,
I love it. It's one of my absolute favorites.
Such a good show.
Mm-hmm.
A show that I have actually never... I've only seen the movie, but I've been in it, is The Music Man.
Yeah, I love The Music Man.
I love The Music Man.
You got trouble, my friends.
Trouble right here in River City, but surely I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say, I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Yeah, I was Harold Hill in a production of it, so I don't quite have it all still memorized.
Sure.
But...
Sure, well, I live my life by part of Music Man. You know this about me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I did forget about it until just
now. I live my life by Shapoopy. Yeah, of course.
Well, the one who kisses on the very first date is usually a hussy. And a woman who kisses
the second date is anything but fussy.
But a woman who waits for the third date around, head in the clouds, feet on the ground. She's the girl you're glad you found. She's your Shapoopy. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Golden rule.
Pick a little, talk a little. I love. Hide a rose, I'm home again.
The barbershop quartet in that show is.
The sun check in the sky, back in the sky. Oh, it's so good.
That's another good, like, Disney.
The Matthew Broderick remake is like, yeah. And
Kristen Chenoweth. Yep. Yeah, they did a good job with that.
Oh, SNL alum Molly Shannon.
Oh my God, yeah. That was
just
Molly Shannon.
Talk a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's the mayor's wife?
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
Was the mayor Victor Garber?
I honestly don't remember. Those are the three I remember.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I love that. I mean, I grew up watching the original movie. But it's mm-hmm. a fantastic show. I love that role. Similarly, My Fair Lady.
I like a lot of the songs from My Fair Lady. I think the show itself is slightly long.
Yeah, it is. Like, kinda, I feel like the pacing's a little weird.
Yeah, pacing's a little weird, but the songs are great. You ever seen, who plays the professor? Rex Harrison. Rex Tyler. Rex Harrison. There's a video of him doing dress rehearsal for My Fair Lady on Broadway.
Mm.
And the orchestra goes, bum, 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 bum. And he goes, blast, I don't know where I am when the orchestra does it. You have to take it out. I can't do it. Like, he's like, free, because he wasn't a singer. He's
he spoke his role.
And so he heard that. He like, I can't do it. Like, it's wow. so, like, yeah, he was so nervous. It was really interesting. Yeah.
And this is, well, I guess it's before he did the movie. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because Julie Andrews was
the original.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Audrey Hepburn did it in the movie.
Yeah. And didn't she did? She was dubbed
she
for
didn't
singing.
Sing,
she didn't
yeah.
sing.
Marnie Nixon.
Wow. Good memory.
Marnie Nixon. Well, I remember. Because she has done, I think she passed away a couple of years ago, but she did the voices for so many famous movies, like the leading roles in so many movies. So she was like the go-to woman in Hollywood when, like, you had an actress like an Audrey Hepburn, like, they cast her because she's a great actress and because she was beautiful, but she couldn't sing.
Right.
So.
And she could act. Yeah.
I said that first.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. I was taking a drink of the beer.
Of the coffee lager.
Yeah.
She was a great actress, but she wasn't a singer. So, yeah, Marnie Nixon was like the go-to woman for those roles like that, where they would cast an actress in a musical role and needed someone to dub.
Sure.
But there is actually Henry Higgins, the song Just You Wait.
Yep.
There is actually a version on the soundtrack that doesn't have the overdub. It's just Audrey Hepburn singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's pretty good. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, well, there are other people who decide not to sing.
Yeah.
Zac Efron decided not to sing in High School Musical, the first one. He's dubbed over for the first one. Okay. He sings in the other two, but not the first one.
But like with Audrey, that's interesting. With Audrey Hepburn, though, it's, I think it was more of a studio decision of like, she doesn't have the pipes. Let's bring in somebody else.
Today's before auto tuning.
Yeah, exactly. But I love like
Christopher Plummer did that in Sound of Music too. He didn't sing his own part.
Yes, he didn't sing his
he
own part.
He has a nice voice too.
Yeah,
and he's like,
sing.
I just don't think I sound right.
Yeah.
I don't sound right on these songs, so please dub me over.
The Street Where You Live is
that's my favorite song.
One of my I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. That is one that I like. I would love to play that role, even though it's a smaller role. I would love to
Doesn't
play
matter.
Just so
just
I could belt that song out.
Yep. Just for
all
that.
All at once am I several stories high. I would die to sing that song.
Yeah. You have a nice voice for it. You have a classic Broadway voice that, you know what
thank
I mean?
You.
Like that.
No, it's very, like a baritone.
You have a rich voice.
Thank you.
And so welcome. You're welcome. It costs a lot of money to hear it. Yeah.
So it's a costly voice. What are some other? It's so like those are like some old school.
Yeah, we've done a whole episode on this. But speaking of Christopher Plummer, like who doesn't love The Sound of Music?
Yeah,
yeah, you know every song.
Everybody. I was also on that show. That's another really fun show.
Oh, you were Sound of Music. I was not.
I was Friedrich.
I'm Friedrich. Yeah. That's great.
Yep.
Yeah, the only thing I remember Friedrich ever saying.
Yeah, I used to think about the strawberries being blue.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah, I do. I do love that. Yeah. I know one I think we mutually share together. Speaking of Sound of Music, going back to Mary Martin, who was the original Maria, is Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Yeah. I used to watch that with Cyril Richards as Cyril Richards as Captain Hook.
Captain Hook.
Yeah. Who's the slimiest slime in the world? I would love to play.
Captain Hook. Yeah.
Yeah. Or Smee. I would take either one.
Smee.
Yeah. We used to quote Andrew and I, or forget Andrew, used to quote the beginning of that show all the time. Just,
oh yeah,
just tie. It will not tie.
Yeah.
Around my bedpost, yes, around my neck, no. It begs to be excused. Say it again, father. Say it again. A little less noise there, please. A little less noise.
That's what you guys should say all the time. A little less noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Children should be seen and not heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
it. I always liked that one. That one took some time to grow on me. Because I was raised on the Disney one.
Oh, sure.
And then I later saw the Mary Martin one.
I was raised on both. Consecutively. Yeah. Yeah. So, but actually it's the Kathy Rigby one that I really like, you know, but that one came out with that one when it was filmed and put on television. It, like, I had seen the Mary Martin one so much, but when I saw it, that was like, you know, she was an Olympic gold winner, gymnast medal winner. Mm-hmm. So it's like, there's like what she does with the wire work.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. And the guy who plays Captain Hook in that is like a true opera singer.
Mm.
So he just, the stuff that he does with that music is so good. And they update it slightly. They actually go to the Mermaid Lagoon as opposed to, I do like the song though. I like, oh my mysterious lady.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so weird. So weird.
What did you see the NBC version of that?
Yeah, it was
awful. You thought it was awful?
It was.
I thought it was
awful.
Okay. I mean, I thought Christopher Walken was maybe not the best choice for Captain
Hook. You could tell he was tired.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They were going for like Cyril Richard things, or like it just didn't click. But I really just wanted him to Christopher Walken that part up, and at the beginning he was really like he was acting, and then by the end he was like, I don't even care.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm just gonna be Christopher Walken as Captain Hook. Yeah. But that's okay. You know, there are some newer musicals that I also really like.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people always talk about Phantom and Les Mis almost sometimes in the same sentence, and
because they're very much cut from the same cloth.
In some ways, yeah. It's that operetta style, you know, a lot of recitative, if you will. But Les Mis had to grow on me, I will be honest.
I'll agree with you there.
It really had to grow on me.
But once I got there, oh, man.
Yeah, once you get there.
Look down upon your fellow man. Yeah, I love it.
All of it. At last, Valjean, we see each other plain.
Monsieur Le Maire, you wear a different chain.
Before you say another word, Javert, before you chain me up like a slave again, listen to me. There is something I must do. This woman leaves behind a suffering child. There is none but me who can intercede. For mercy's name, 3 days are all I need. Then I'll return.
Pledge my word. You must think me mad. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're not going to do the whole thing. I think we could. If we listen to that song once.
One time, we could do it
back
again.
And then we could do it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then Phantom I've seen twice, actually, on
so
stage.
Have I. So have
yeah,
I've seen I twice. I saw once on Broadway and once in Boston.
Yeah, I saw it twice in Providence, but I it was two different, and then they restaged it, so I got to see different takes of it, and I've seen the movie.
You know, I've never seen the movie. I've never seen the movie the whole way through. I've seen pieces of it.
It is gorgeous to look at.
That's what I hear, faithful?
No, it's pretty faithful.
Okay.
Even. I just don't think they didn't go for the strongest singers. And and it being an operetta, it really does take away from some of it.
It's a show about opera.
I know.
You need to have...
The one thing that I will give it credit for is, like, I really like Emmy Rossum. She's a really good actress.
Yeah.
And, you know, and, like, normally when you hear, like, oh, Christine, she's just in the choir. You know, she's still learning. And
then
she belts it, like, oh, yeah, you're still learning.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
There's a realism to it. But at the same time, when you hear, like, Gerard Butler, I'm like, why are you her music teacher? You know, and that kind of takes away. Although Patrick Wilson kills it in that movie. Plays Raul.
He's Raul. Okay.
He's so good. He's like so like overlooked. His voice is. He's got a gorgeous voice.
I really enjoyed that show. Both times I saw it, they staged it differently in Boston than they did. I think it was more similar to the quote unquote the Vegas experience. The touring company was, but that organ work and that like it's just mind blowing. Like if you really listen, and if you know anyone who plays the organ, I don't play myself, but I know
me.
You do.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, I got a couple of friends who do. You and some other friends, and to just know like what's involved. Like,
it's
incredibly complex.
Yes and no, because they're not really playing the organ. They're playing a synthesizer.
I know, but like...
Yeah.
I'm picturing the sheet music.
The music you know, is...
It's just all over the place.
Yeah. You want to talk about all over the place music? Into the Woods.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So, you get to a part of the song, and it's like, this song's in 13-8, and you're like, that's not a real thing.
That's not a time signature.
That's not a thing, Sondheim. What are you doing?
I'm very hot and cold on Sondheim. Yeah. Very hot and cold.
Depends.
Like, I love Forum. Right, like a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum
is fine.
Because it's more of an old-fashioned musical. I really like
tonight.
It. It's, I think it's something really funny.
Familiar,
I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Something peculiar.
Company,
it's fine.
Fine.
You have to really invest in Sondheim, I guess.
Yeah.
He's not one of those like I can't wait to listen to this melodious score. Like
it's not melodic. That's the thing, and I really like melodic music in general.
Yeah, I do too.
It's very not atonal, but I don't know what the...
It's mathematical.
Yeah.
And as a lot of music, all music is really, but you're counting. But there's something about it that's like, it's precision and order. That's all that I ask.
The music is very...
discordant.
There's a lot of discord, and it mimics the story.
Which is where the genius comes from.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you appreciate it on that level...
Yeah.
It's really good. I really enjoy Into the Woods. That's one of the ones I do enjoy.
Yeah. Into the Woods and Sweeney Todd. I really enjoy both of them.
Sweeney Todd, I do.
Sweeney Todd is sometimes
I enjoy
like,
the music.
It's the show Sweeney Todd, which I've seen a couple times. Saw it with Patty LuPone, which plays the tuba.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Okay.
I saw it with the other guy, like with Michael something. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, that's fine.
Patty was not there that day, so I should clarify. I was supposed to see Patty. I saw that
that production
show. Yeah, the woman, her understudy was amazing.
That's awesome.
We were so close.
We were so close.
That the stripped down version I really like. And I like the movie. I think it like it takes a good chunk of the takes a good chunk of everything. But I do like that show.
Just nice.
Macabre, and sometimes I like that. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
But Into the Woods, I was in it. We were talking this before we recorded. I was in Into the Woods, and so I just there's like a part of me that is like I love it because of that.
Sure, there's always gonna be connection to the show you were in.
Right. Like You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Like
were you in that?
Yeah, in high school it was. Music's fun. There's really nothing to it. Just like this like little vignette thing. But
I've never seen it, so.
It's cute. It's the music is a lot of fun. Actually, the revival cast is actually worth listening to. It's it's Kristen Chenoweth as Lucy.
Yep.
It's BD Wong as Linus.
Oh, nice.
And what's his Carmen Brewer as keep it gay from The Producers. I cannot remember that guy's name for the life of me. I'm going to look it up. But anyway, he plays Snoopy.
Okay.
And he is so good. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Speaking of The Producers, you gotta love The Producers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All of it. Even the stuff that's even just like it's not even like that. Not even that. It's not even supposed to be that funny, but like the you know, like that face and that face, that fabulous face. Mm-hmm. I mustn't be unwise. I would actually love to a couple of years ago I was in a musical review with listener sometimes co-host Damon, and we sang We Can Do It. Actually, I was Max and he was Leo.
Is Roger Bart who you're
Roger
talking
Bart.
About?
Yeah, that's him. Roger Bart.
Anthony Rapp was Charlie Brown. That's pretty cool.
Was he? I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
See? So good.
That's pretty cool.
So good. Yeah, we sang We Can Do It, and it was so
nice.
So much fun. I would love to do that whole show. I would do that, but I would also do, well, I'm blanking on names. It's not, what's the Nazi? What's his name? Hans Liebken. Hans Liebken. Yeah. I was never a member of the Nazi party. Yeah. We were all the way in the back in Switzerland. All we ever heard was yodeling. Yeah.
There's a really funny, there's an entire season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
So do you remember what I'm talking about? There's an entire season where Mel Gibson.
Mel Brooks.
Wrong Mel. Mel Brooks wants to bring a production of The Producers to LA. Mm. And so he, or no, it's in New York. He's doing a revival. And so he wants to have Larry David David Schwimmer in the Star Wars roles.
Oh,
and the whole season,
my goodness.
The whole season, it's like season 7 or 8, mm-hmm. Takes place where they're rehearsing for the show. It's originally supposed to be Ben Stiller, and then Ben Stiller quits because he can't stand working with Larry, so they bring in David Schwimmer instead.
That's
it's so funny.
Good.
And it's actually David Schwimmer, actually, you know.
That's awesome. Them.
And they do this whole thing.
My blue blanket.
Yeah.
My blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end, they actually, the finale, they show like, them doing The Producers. It's so funny.
That's good. I might just watch the YouTube of them doing The Producers.
Oh, sure.
At the
yeah.
end, just to,
of the last episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Hail really... myself.
Yes.
Hail to me.
Yes, exactly.
And
the numbers in there.
About to change our history. Oh, that whole, all of it. You know what? It's not, I've never seen it, but the Young Frankenstein score, some of it is real fun.
I've never seen it either, yeah, but.
It's real fun. Mm. I almost had the opportunity to see it. Apparently, he's reviving it.
Mm.
He's like rewriting some of it just to like kind of flow a little better or whatever. And I heard that pretty recently.
Nice.
Still working. Mel Brooks. Good for him.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I love Mel Brooks. I really do. Yeah. Another one that we were talking about, Phantom, and how we've each seen it twice.
Sure.
I saw Newsies twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the stage. I've seen the movie.
I saw the movie, and then
I'm the king of New York.
Yeah. Oh, such a fun show. It's
yeah.
And like on the stage, it really pops. It's such a fun. And they do this amazing stuff. Like the sets are incredible, and they do this, all this cool stuff with the dancing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like. It just blows your mind. I saw it in Broadway, and then it was here in Boston touring, and so I saw it again.
Sure, sure, sure.
And it was such a blast.
Yeah,
such an absolute blast. So much fun. And now they're bringing the Broadway production to like they're doing a Fathom event.
I heard that. Soon, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But with like Jeremy Jordan,
yep.
the original cast.
It's
which
soon,
is what I saw. Yeah,
if
real
not
soon.
Already passed.
Yeah, by the time this airs, actually, by the time we put this out, it might have already aired or happened, but. Yeah,
actually,
that's a really good show.
Actually, speaking of Jeremy Jordan, I was fortunate enough to see Finding Neverland while it was in Boston with Jeremy Jordan before it went to Broadway.
Yeah.
He was tremendous.
Yeah.
I was like...
He's an incredible talent.
Yeah. Before he was cast as Superman and Supergirl. But I remember, like, I was bummed when I mean, Matthew...
Broderick.
No. Glee. Matthew...
Oh, the teacher?
The teacher, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he played it on Broadway.
Got it.
And I thought, that's good casting, but Jeremy Jordan was tremendously good. He was so good. But I do recommend, it's kind of, the story's great. It's like, it's heart-wrenching and heartwarming all at the same time. And I really enjoyed a good chunk of the music. They changed some of it for Broadway, but I don't remember a lot of it. But it might not like... It might not be, I don't know, game-changing. It's not a game-changing musical, but it's good. I also have a soft spot for Peter Pan, though.
Yeah,
like
you really do.
Spot.
You really do, yeah.
So any story that has to do with Peter Pan...
You're pretty much there.
I'm pretty much there. Though I am critical of this stuff. Like, Pan was not a good movie. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. I never did see that.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Please, just don't bother.
All right.
But do you have a... I mean, and I think together we can agree... That 1776 is one of the best musicals of all time.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Such a good show. Such a beautiful, like, wonderful. As soon as I get a chance to see that on stage, I will see it. I've only seen the film.
I have seen it on stage.
I know you have. I'm very jealous.
It is awesome.
I'm very jealous. I kind of hope that with the popularity of, and we should talk about this in a second, Hamilton, that someone will want to revive 1776.
Did you know that 1776, so Disney Channel original musical, or, you know, they were remaking all those musicals. Did you know before they stopped, 1776 was their next one?
Oh, no way.
It stopped at Music Man or the one after that, but the one it was supposed to, they were in pre-production for 1776.
Isn't
that so frustrating?
I know. But really, I mean, truth be told, I've never been that excited about those Disney Channel
They're fine.
Remakes, because I'm like, that's fine. If I want to see a movie version of it, there's already, like, the best movie version of it is probably, like, like a Rodgers and Hammerstein something. I'm like, I think I'd rather see...
I don't know. That brand new Cinderella is pretty good.
Maybe. But,
and the Matthew Broderick one that we said.
For the most part. Yeah, but not better than...
It's not better than
Robert Preston.
No,
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Like, Robert Preston is great. Victoria.
Yeah.
Another great one.
But,
yeah.
But my point is, I don't really want to see another movie remake necessarily. I want to see... I'd see that cast on stage.
Sure.
Like, for me, it's like the charm of seeing it on stage versus like another movie production.
I agree.
So I would love to see 1776.
Chirp.
Of an eaglet being born. Waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp. On this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator. God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone,
but let alone an egg.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And we did a whole episode on it, like our second or third episode way back, but it's
bad
so
audio.
Good.
Don't listen to
it. Really?
Well, yeah, it's before we got good mics.
Yeah.
Those first, don't listen.
Yeah.
Those first.
I probably will just to.
I should go back.
But we should re-record them. We should do like special editions, like George Lucas. No,
just change them all. Yeah, we've never done this before.
We studied the vocal inflection of everything we said and just word for word redo
that's
the entire thing.
So funny.
That's a good one. Hamilton obviously has like brought musicals back to the forefront. I mean, like Into the Woods happened a couple of years ago. You know, before Hamilton got big, but
a couple of years ago, it's like 20-something years old.
The movie, the most recent movie. Sorry.
Oh, I was like.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. The most recent movie. The Meryl Streep and, and
which is
James good. Corden
it's
and all that.
It's fine.
But Hamilton really, I think, brought musicals back
Alexander
into the consciousness.
Hamilton.
Yeah. And I think that's in large part what we have to thank for La La Land happening is probably because, like, okay, yeah, there's a market for musicals. Like, people will probably come see this.
Yeah. Because they had kind of, they were very popular in the early 2000s. Everybody was making a movie musical because of Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But they were like,
there's a lot of movie musicals out there, from that period.
The Golden Age is really the 40s, 50s.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
But you're right. But they were.
You know what I didn't talk about when I went to? The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah. And that's even like right before the Golden Age of musicals.
Yeah.
1939. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Over the Rainbow was the first song I ever learned how to play on the ukulele.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. And I would give one of my arms, probably my left one because I'm right-handed, to play either the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, or the Lion. I would play any of them.
Oh,
any
you'd be really good at those. Yeah.
I would love to.
I would like
if
to play the Wizards.
If I only had a heart.
Yeah.
He was from Boston.
Jack Haley. Yeah.
Jack Haley's
from
Boston because he's got a wicked Boston accent in that movie. Wicked
he
funny.
Does. Yeah, it's
Dude,
true.
It's wicked funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah. Oh my God, Dorothy, we got to get to the wizard. Yeah.
You know,
he doesn't talk like that.
You know, he almost wasn't in that movie.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you know he was actually on the board of directors of my college?
No.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I got the news article.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the alumni magazine.
Sure, sure.
There's a big picture of the Tin Man on it one day, and it's like 51 facts you didn't know about your alma mater, and that was one of them. He was on the board of directors for a couple of years.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny,
he was allergic to that makeup, too.
He was, too?
Yeah. No, the other guy was. Yeah, the other guy was.
Buddy Ebsen was the guy from Beverly Hillbillies,
yes,
the
right.
TV show.
Yeah.
Was originally supposed to be in the movie. He was cast, he shot some stuff, and he inhaled, they used like aluminum powder.
Yep.
And he inhaled it and it coated his lungs and he got super, super sick, like deadly sick,
awful.
Almost died. And so they had to take him off. They put Jack Haley in. They used a paste instead of powder.
Yep.
And so
I'd
it didn't.
I'd be tender. I'd be gentle.
But the other thing, there's another reason why. He was, so back in those days.
Love and
Wizard of Oz is a MGM movie.
That's right.
Back in those days.
That lion
actors
killed
were,
that guy.
Were
they killed his trainer as soon as that thing was filmed. Did you know that?
What?
That lion that roars at
killed
the beginning.
The trainer?
Killed the trainer.
Oh, the MGM lion.
Uh-huh.
Did not know that.
Yeah, that's why. Who knows how true that is. But
that sounds like a myth, but it could be true.
Could be true.
Back then, you had a contract with a studio, and you had to be in any movies that the studio told you.
That's right.
You're basically an indentured servant to that studio.
Yeah.
So he was, it was an MGM movie. He was under contract to Fox.
Oh.
And so they had to make a special arrangement to like trade. They traded him for somebody else to let him be just in that movie.
I did not know that.
Because it was like, it's like baseball. It's like sports players.
Yeah,
like, oh, well, you are a Yankee player. If you go to that team, we're going to trade
you. It's like the draft.
So that's kind of what they would do back then.
That's crazy.
So he was traded temporarily. He was like on loan from Fox.
Wow.
To make that movie. So
I did not know that.
Yeah. Fun facts.
That is very cool.
We were way out of time.
Yeah. So maybe, well, we barely talked about Hamilton, so maybe we'll save that for another time. We'll come back to it because we had a lot of Hamill lovers out there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't sure that we would be able to fill a half hour, with this topic, and we've gone over. So maybe we should do a volume 2 at some point.
We should definitely do a volume 2. I think that would be excellent. We should definitely write down the ones that we've already talked about.
Yeah, to make sure we don't repeat.
So we don't loop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Maybe we just do a karaoke
of all the ones that
we talked about.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. Maybe another time. But you can find us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com and Twitter and Facebook. You can rate and review us on iTunes and Google Play and all the places that podcasts are found, such as Satchel and Overcast and all the other lovely places. If you like us enough to leave us a review, 4 or 5 stars is very helpful. You can say that Frank is a lovely baritone.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm a bass.
You are.
I'm all about that bass. About that bass. No, not treble.
Not treble.
No.
I'm jealous of your range in that because I can only get down so far.
Oh, the range. I didn't talk about Jesus Christ Superstar at all.
Oh.
We'll have to save that for volume 2. Da, 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 da. Anyway, so you can find us at all those places. But until next time, cheers.